Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Who looked the... Well, Clemson looked pretty good, didn't they, Joe? Alabama had their problems with Ole Miss. Georgia looked pretty damn good.
Yeah, I mean, if you were looking at the weekend, you'd say Clemson 1, maybe you jump Georgia to 2. I don't think that's what happened in the and they Alabama plays Georgia this week anyway, so we'll figure that out. I guess they'll do that on the field, but yeah, I mean, Clemson's like, you know what? We kind of messed around with Virginia. There's a new upstart. The next upstart's coming to town. Let's smack them around, and that's what they did.
You believe in North Carolina?
No.
I don't think Virginia Tech is very good.
Well, that's a team still didn't have their top. Once again, like, we're missing like 4 or 5 defensive backs because of COVID and injury.
Yeah,
North Carolina.
True, but they ran all over them.
Well, I don't know how many guys they're missing overall, but I knew the corner thing was the thing they harped on. I think North Carolina's fine, just like most of the teams in the ACC, not named Clemson. I mean, Notre Dame, who's not an ACC team normally, it's Notre Dame and Clemson, and they play each other in November, and everyone else is just fine.
Derek was terrible. I mean, Derek King was terrible. Watch, I really thought Miami had a shot against Clemson, and it's almost like Clemson just flipped the switch, said, oh, we just want to remind you. Trevor Lawrence is, what do you think he's going to run? I think Trevor Lawrence may end up running 4.58. Like, Trevor Lawrence has getaway speed.
When you were watching that game, did you see a Miami receiver who was actually open?
No. Yeah, I mean, I saw some guys open that he just missed.
But how
was short or whatever.
Miami's receivers have been a question mark all year long, and Clemson just manned up on them, and those guys don't get separation.
Clemson's corners are good.
De'Aaron King didn't play well, but I didn't see a lot of open guys, period. And the last time we saw Clemson on a big stage, they were playing LSU. And they played the same type of man-on-man defense. You know what? LSU had a second-round pick in Justin Jefferson and the Biletnikoff Award winner. So you can't man up LSU because they're just too good. No, normally, Clemson will be able to do that, and Miami's receivers aren't up to par. So bullied them all game long.
It's true. That is true. And it's so hard to hit a guy that's blanketed. And there's no question about that. But Derek King he's inaccurate. He's just inaccurate. I don't want to bang on the kid, but he is.
Well, I think he still gives Miami.
He is what he is. You saw him early on, even missing guys when they were open down the field.
I think Rhett Lashley.
Rhett
Lashley's offense should utilize his legs more. I mean, it's got to become
the primary threat. Well,
they went into against the number one team in the country, got their ass kicked. Fine. But they were averaging 42 points a game going in. And sure, Louisville, Florida State, not good. But that whole team took a step up in competition and weren't ready. The first drive of the game, the defensive coordinator has a great call. They have a defensive end stepping into a passing lane and knock a ball down. And they would have got the ball on fourth down. The problem is the same defensive end was lined up in the neutral zone. That was an entire team not ready for the moment. So, yeah, De'Aaron King didn't play well, but the team as a whole, not up to the level of Clemson. So the receivers are not good. De'Aaron King was not great. But the team, they put up a lot of points, and they went into a team that's much better than them.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. We saw it. We saw A&M do what they did to Florida 1 week and then look terrible against Alabama. There's just a level that you have to get to, and clearly Florida's not at Alabama's level, Miami's not at Clemson's level, and that's just the way it is right now.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, LSU's not at any level, but going and their sequence at the end of the game Holy crap. Are you kidding me? You didn't have to throw the ball. You can run the ball on fourth down. What's the difference? That was just unbelievable. But it's just not a good. It's not a good football.
Didn't they get stopped twice running the football from the 1 yard line?
Yeah,
and they probably had no confidence. Like, we can't run the ball on this team.
I guess not. Well, how are you going to run the ball on a Missouri team though? Especially when you have to have it, okay. And you're only LSU.
I do like.
It's going to be impossible. To
I
run
do
the
like Ed Ogeron. He had all that smoke. It was a subtle smoke for Dave Aranda because of the three-man front, and we want to get back to that four-man front, traditional LSU defense. The problem is you hired a guy who's still calling defense like it's 2008.
Can't do that.
No. That's the problem.
You can't do that now. I mean, it's football's change. Isn't it amazing? Everyone was talking about how the scores look like Big 12 scores in the SEC, but this is just the truth. When everyone starts to – when the wide open offenses finally hit the SEC, and it didn't start. LSU was a late adapter. I mean, Alabama started doing it earlier with Tua. You had Georgia's done some of it, although not all the way in. I mean, they got a bigger running game, but Missouri did it with Drew Locke. All these teams that have gone wide open, when you have great athletes and you get wide open and you run a wide open offense, the offense is geared to be better than the defense. It's just what it is. The offense is really going to, it's really going to be a problem for the defense, and I don't care if it's SEC or what. Now, in one game, a defense might be able to get up and really shut down an offense. We've seen that before, but it's just the brand of offenses that are being run right now. They're just too creative. They put such an emphasis on stressing one-on-one matchups in space that it's just going to lead to points. I don't care if you're the SEC. People saying, well, SEC looks like Big 12. You know, yeah, you're in it now, SEC. You're going to have some high scoring. There's going to be times you got to get in the 40s to win games against teams like Ole Miss, because Ole Miss's quarterback was out there. He was out there making plays. So that was pretty interesting. When it comes to getting back to the Texans, first let's mention the Cowboys. Dak Prescott broke his ankle. Pretty gruesome. They came from behind and won. I mean, man, Dallas is not a very good football team.
No.
But they won 37-34. I don't think the Texans are a very good football team either. But I do think the Texans may win more than the Cowboys now with Dak out. What right now, based on what you've seen, based on the rest of their schedule, how do you see the Texans from a record standpoint now? They're 0-4 now. If you had to take a shot.
1-4 now.
I mean, they're 1-4. If you had to take a shot at their record at the end of the year, what would you say it is now? What would you think their win total is?
I think it's 7-9.
You still think 7?
Yeah. Well, I think that, yeah, absolutely they can get there.
We'll see what happens with the Tennessee COVID, since that's a team full of COVID.
Well, and they don't play till tomorrow night, so they're going to have a short week. They will be at home, but they're going to have a short week to prepare for the Texans again without, you know.
Very short week.
Very short week without a, you know, a. Listen, guys like to. This is how we do it. This is what we do. They don't even like Thursday games. They don't like Saturday games. Monday night games. It gets them off their schedules. I mean, maybe this brings them together a little bit more. They've got guys that have been sick. Maybe it brings them tighter together. But this could be a recipe for disaster for Tennessee. We'll see how Mike Vrabel holds it together, and we'll see starting tomorrow night against a really good Buffalo team. But I think that Tennessee is going to nut up, and actually I like him against Buffalo tomorrow night.
Do you?
Yeah. What about the Saints and Michael Thomas? How about, what the hell?
Yeah, what happened with Michael Thomas?
He got in a fight with a teammate.
But they didn't say who it was, right?
No.
Was it a fist fight or an argument? I heard argument.
I don't know,
first.
An altercation with a teammate. Well, he's a wide receiver, so guess what? He's going to have problems. Whatever happened, I don't know. When the switch flipped, was it T.O.? Was it Ocho Cinco? When did it happen that wide receivers have to be so? I mean, it's guy after guy. Antonio Brown, Odell. It's guy after guy after guy. Now there were guys with mental issues as well, but you don't want to include them in there. But my goodness. A wide receiver group is. I thought it was going to be defensive backs for a while, when Deion came on the scene, and you know, he was so flamboyant and so, you know, out there. But man, oh man, oh man, Michael Thomas, don't start. Don't get your Antonio Brown on. Mm-mm. No.
Well, he's always been sensitive when it comes to social media. He takes shots at players. When he feels like, even over Madden stuff, he's like, he's having conversations with players about rankings.
He's always extra. He was in Daniel Jeremiah's DMs forever. Like, you blew it. You blew it, like, before the draft. No. I'm the best. And Daniel's like, hey, dude, I love you. I just have an opinion. I just have you in the second round or whatever. And then after he, you know, became Mike Thomas, he was back in his DMs. And he's just extra on everything. I think that's just who he is. I think it's part of the chip that gets on the shoulder and it helps him be great. But at the same time, you know, could turn into a T.O. situation at some point. We'll see how it goes. He's got his money now. So, you know, you always wonder if guys start to, because he's never really held his tongue. But I think that is something to keep an eye on in New Orleans. Him having an issue with the team. And I think it's something to keep an eye on. We'll see.
Yeah.
It was Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. DB. That's what, according to Tori, who is big Saints fan. So, from Florida, kind of a safety corner hybrid. That's who he said he got into it with. See if I can get some more details on it. I don't know if it's on the internet somewhere.
Yeah, it must be. Unless he's got somebody in the organization.
What's that, Dell?
It's on the internet.
It is?
It is on the internet.
Chauncey Gardner-Johnson's named as the guy.
Does it say it was physical?
Involved in a fight with Saints, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Man, it happens on teams, too. Maybe there's nothing to read into it, but we do know that he was the one that got in trouble, though.
Boy, if I'm Drew Brees, I'm like, hey, dude, really? I've been without you because of injury. Now you're going to doubt this? We need you. I mean, you're our best receiver. We need you this season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tom Pelissero with a tweet. Michael Thomas punched teammate Chauncey Gardner-Johnson during a fight in practice per sources. That's why Thomas was ruled out for Monday's game against the Chargers for what the club is calling team discipline. And they didn't even try to hide it because, you know, some people are like, well, he's coming off an injury. Maybe they would just say, he's not ready. They're like, no, he's ready. He got in a fight, so he's not playing.
No. That's about punching somebody. 813 ESPN 97.5. This is all about your patio, isn't it?
Oh, Texas Custom Patios. Man, the kids were out there watching the playoff game yesterday. I felt so good. They're all out there, and all four of them just sitting on the couch, just checking out the baseball game. I was out there earlier. I'll be out there when the Merseyside Derby hits this next Saturday, up early, having an English breakfast, watching Everton win. But you know what? Having your own patio, it's a great escape. Whether you want to get away, whether you want to have friends come over and you want to entertain like we did a couple of weeks ago, had some last week we had cocktails on the patio. And it's with Texas Custom Patio, they have it starts with a design team that designs on the CAD system a perfect rendering of what your patio is going to look like. And they can show you based on the jobs they've done previously with backyards and houses and structures that looked a lot like yours. So you can see exactly what it is they'll do for you. But when you have it built, the quality is unmatched. It's beautiful. It adds dollar for dollar value. Whatever you spend, you get back when it's time to sell. And I'm telling you right now, this is going to be a great place for you to keep your grill or for you to have your own outdoor kitchen, your big screen television, surround sound. It is a perfect place to enjoy this fall weather that is coming up. TexasCustomPatios.com.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. Come on. We got Astros that we want to talk. We got Texans. They get their first win. I mean, y'all bitch and moan when Bill O'Brien, now Bill O'Brien is gone and they win and they look pretty darn good doing it. You know, they had a few issues, but whatever. They scored 30 points. It's the first time in two decades the Texans have scored 30 points in a game. Unbelievable.
Deshaun actually ran with the ball a few times. They ran a lot more RPOs, it felt like.
Just a couple times, actually. And you know, and
well, scrambles, there are not a lot of design runs. Right. I did like that little option play they had.
Yeah.
That was a nice little look. You know, Deshaun, now.
They had the option look with Bill O'Brien as well, and David Johnson fumbled it.
Yeah, he hung on to it this time.
Yeah, it's hard to, you know, I mean, David Johnson ran the ball okay. Actually, no, he ran it pretty damn well.
He gets what's blocked.
Yeah.
He's known as the guy who gets what's blocked. Those guys are typically, you pay him a couple million, and then they're out there. Now, I think Duke can create some with his wiggle. I thought Carlos Hyde could create some with power. I think David Johnson is going to get what's blocked. So it's still going to be on Deshaun's shoulders for the most part. But yesterday he did look more comfortable spreading the ball around. I think his accuracy was a little hit or miss, obviously. The ball placement was, but it looked good to see him smile. It looked good to see the team have some fun. I still think there may be, you know, what I'm seeing is maybe a, it wouldn't shock me if they're a 5-6 win team. I mean, they just got off to such a bad start. But we'll see. The Minnesota team, you know, that loss doesn't look as bad. They went up there and really scrapped with Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
That team played much, much better last week. So I think that was a much tougher game. We know the Ravens were tough. We know Kansas City's tough. We know the Steelers are tough. Maybe and Minnesota looks like they're a little friskier than maybe they looked when they were coming in town. So maybe Houston is starting to pick it up a little bit. Maybe we will see more than 5 or 6 wins. You have them at 7-9. I think that's pretty reasonable. I think if you get to 8 wins, it's a pretty good job to 8 wins.
That's after starting 0-4, that means you finish 8-4. That's pretty damn good. No, that's pretty damn good, and I don't think that's out of the realm of possibilities. I mean, you got to, if you go this week to a Tennessee team that's really reeling from all of the stuff that's going on up there, then after an ass whooping on Tuesday night by Buffalo, if that happens, I don't know, but it's going to be a physical game. I know that. We know it's going to be physical, so that's a good thing. We want it to be a good, hard, tough fought game tomorrow night, and them to be beaten up. And you walk in there, and you know, and they have a short week to get ready for you. That'll be perfect if that's the way.
Yeah, it really is the best case scenario for you. That's really the best case scenario for you, other than Derrick Henry getting COVID.
Yeah,
that's the best case scenario.
Is that the one guy you'd want taken out?
Oh yeah, the hammer.
Not Ryan Tannehill.
Have you ever seen the Texans run defense against a legit running back? Ooh. I'm not a big James Robinson guy. Against Derrick Henry, and they will run the ball.
Ooh.
It's not great. I thought Brandon Dunn showed up a little bit yesterday. Zach Cunningham had a better game.
Offside one time. I remember that.
Yeah, one time he was.
JJ
offside.
Struggled. He was complaining about being held. Whitney had another sack, but you know.
Yeah, Whitney with the
Bradley
sack.
Roby was physical. Bradley Roby was hit a couple of hits in that game, and he was making some open field tackles. I thought he looked really physical. That was nice to see. Hargraves was a little better. He was better. They don't have any really great wide receivers. But, you know, Eric Murray struggled one time in coverage, but that'll happen. For the most part, they played a good football game. They played, mm-hmm. they stepped up when the offense put them in a bad spot, and they stepped up a couple of times and did a nice job. That was a good game. It was nice. And you know what? You were able to root for them, which was nice. You were actually able to hope that the Texans won the football game. That was awful nice. Worst story was Dak. Best story, Alex Smith?
Yeah, I mean, they couldn't protect him, but the fact that he actually got a snap in the NFL again to me was incredible. My son was standing there. He gets like 100 million alerts to his phone for sports. He's like, "Dad, Alex Smith is playing." So we turned it on 702 real quick, which is the game mix. There's like 8 games. And there he was getting in the game. We got to see his first snap was, I think, a sack. But he moved around okay, even though his leg still looks like just chewed up mess. He actually moved around okay.
I thought his first pass was a little swing pass. I thought that was his first play.
I think the first snap he was sacked where he came in, because he came in for Kyle Allen.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
He got smacked. His first
pass
out.
Was a little swing
pass, third
which
down.
Was yeah. which was typical Alex Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Alex didn't look. I didn't think Alex, from what I saw, looked all that good, but he didn't really have a chance. I mean, that offensive line was getting swarmed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a mess over there. Kyle Allen was actually playing okay against them once he got knocked out. They got to 10 points. They obviously don't trust Dwayne Haskins. It's just not good. It's not good. It's going to be an interesting race to see who the worst. It's going to be hard to beat the Jets for the worst team. The Giants are a little more competitive. Washington has a win, but they're not very good. Man, Washington's really not very good. I think that from this point on, what I want to see from the Texans specifically is I want to see Lonnie Johnson become a much better safety. I want to see Lonnie Johnson become a quality safety to pair with Justin Reed. I don't hold out any hope for Vernon Hargraves. Roby needs to play well. But the other thing I want to see is I really want to see guys like Jacob Martin and Charles Minihu, and I want to see the young guys step up. You know, the thing that made the Astros season much more enjoyable is that young guys stepped up.
Mm-hmm.
Fromber and Paredes and Javier and Tucker. And even though they were 29 and 31, that was a silver lining. Even if the Texans aren't great, I want to see young guys step up. I want to see Max Sharpen get back in the lineup and do a good job at left guard. I want to see Titus Howard needs to lose weight so he can play quicker laterally. I think he's just too heavy right now, because I want to see him look better. I don't care what happens with David Johnson. This guy's a one and done. He's not going to stay with the Texans, so whatever happens, happens. They're going to have to find a new running back. But I want to see Deshaun spread the ball out. The development of number 4 is the most important thing to me of the whole thing. He's got to get – I just don't see him getting better right now, and I want to see him getting better. And you made his job harder because you took away his big target. And he had Mike Williams in college. He's had DeAndre Hopkins. This is the first time he's having to go, man, I don't have a true number one. I got to figure something out here. I got to learn to do it. And yesterday was a good sign, I thought. He was spreading it around.
No.
Darren Fells, that was a bust. He had a touchdown.
First throw of the game. I mean, Brandon Cooks, he hit him perfectly in stride over the shoulder. Couldn't have been a better play.
Yeah. Did you see Bleacher Report had a report on Deshaun Watson saying that he would love to have Eric Bieniemy as his head coach?
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Hmm. Wow. Well, I mean, he gets all the knowledge, you know, all that Kansas City knowledge from Andy Reid, right? And he gets an African-American head coach, maybe a guy that he already knows and likes. I mean,
they say they're hiring GM first. So Korn Ferry, which is a consulting group, was hired by the Texans to you know, do their work to find out who the top GM candidates are. And then from there, and that's a good sign. The Texans don't have anyone. Jack doesn't know. Cal doesn't know. It's a good, hey, go do what you have to. Either either you hire a consultant who's in the NFL, you know, who's been in the NFL, or you hire this group, Korn Ferry. They handle a lot of coaching searches as well. So this group is supposed to help the Texans find their GM candidate, and from there they'll hire head coach. Even if you want Eric Bieniemy, a lot of teams are going to want him, and first and foremost, he's going to be kind of locked down until the playoffs roll around. I mean, you can get word out to his, you can start to talk to his agent. That's going to happen. That's definitely going to happen. And if I'm the Texans and I want him, you got to start to throw that out there, because I'm telling you right now, the Atlanta Falcons now don't have a head coach or GM. Dan Quinn is gone. Thomas Dimitroff got fired also, the GM. Mm-hmm. So they got rid of their head coach and GM as well, only it wasn't the same person.
No. Well, right. The first head coach and GM to go was with the Texans, but this is, yeah, another one. Well, deservedly so. That's a football team that needs a new direction. They've got way too much talent to be as bad as they are, to be losing those leads and to have no – That's a train off the track.
So I was told the guy Jed Hughes with Korn Ferry is the same guy, and that was not the word that was used. It was not guy, it was something, another word, that hired Bill O'Brien in the first place. So this person's saying,
I thought Bill O'Brien was a good hire at the time.
At the time, I did too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you didn't know he was going to turn into super a hole. I mean, you didn't know that.
Didn't.
No one knew that. And Korn Ferry is better known for what, Dell? What is Korn Ferry actually better known for? What do you mean?
It's a cereal, isn't it?
No.
They're great. No.
No.
Korn Ferry.
It's golf's triple A.
Don't they have the frog that eats this? No. Korn Ferry. Not sugar.
That's sugar.
Korn Pops, I think. Yeah.
No.
Korn Ferry is Korn a Ferry. Golfer?
It's the tour. It's like AAA for golf. What is wrong with you two?
Didn't that used to be?
You don't know anything about anything.
You're right. Not about that.
That was Nike Tour at one point, right?
It was the Nike Tour,
and then it was the Home Depot Tour.
Yeah. No, no, it was. Well, Hooters Tour was just a step below. It was the Nike Tour.
They had AA, AAA.
It was something else too. It was.
It's called the Championship.
No, it wasn't called the Championship. It was called
League One.
League One.
No, none of that. See, I don't want to talk to you two anymore.
Why'd you bring it up then? Because, like, we're supposed to know.
Oh, my gosh.
What's it again? Golf's minor league system? What is it?
Yeah, it's the AAA for golf. That's exactly what
so
it is.
So is there AA where all your best golfers are, or AAA's for guys who are not good enough for the tour? What is AAA? What does that mean?
Guys make their way, the top 25, make their way up to the big leagues.
I would like to read you a list of, okay, I'm trusting that this information is correct. I would like to read you a list of the people that Jed Hughes from Korn Ferry has hired. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Bill O'Brien to the Texans. Charlie Strong to the University of Texas. Steve Patterson at Texas. Steve Sarkisian at USC. Brady Hoke at Michigan.
Yikes. Wow.
I'd rather Jack just throw darts.
It was the web.com tour before that.
Well, of course.
You guys remember that?
I've heard of that before.
I mean, what the hell?
But Korn Ferry.
The nationwide tour. It was.
Is it it's the Korn Ferry tour now?
Now it's the Korn Ferry tour.
Does he give you money when you cultivate a field of corn? Does the Korn Ferry give you
K-O-R-N.
Money?
No, it's K-O-R-N. It's a name. It's Korn Ferry. Like, F-E-R-R-Y. Like
can I get a quarter under my pillow if I put a canned
corn?
Oh,
they did Freak on a Leash. I know corn.
There you are. If I get a can of corn and put it under my pillow like a tooth, do I get money from the Korn Ferry?
No, it's not the Korn Ferry.
That's what I'm calling it from
it's
now on.
It's F-E-R-R-Y. Like hey, you drive your car onto the ferry.
Hey, Hughes, I heard you're playing with that Korn Ferry. That's what I'm going to do from now on. Hey, you playing up that Korn Ferry?
You two anymore. You don't know anything about
who's,
anything.
Who's on the
I think it was the Hooters Tour. Hashtag we got next. That's not the hashtag.
That's not it.
Who's on the Korn Ferry Tour?
It wasn't the Hooters Tour, Jackie.
Is Dimitroff
the Hooters Tour was actually AA.
Is Dimitroff a good GM? Does he get his hair cut at Visible Changes? That's art. Look, Dimitroff is a stylish man. There's no question. He is stylish. He has had an issue. He had an issue with that they didn't do great in their drafts. They kept drafting pass rushers. I think his heart was in the right place, but they just couldn't get draft. Tack McKinley couldn't get it done. The kid from Clemson, ended up leaving, going to the Titans. Yeah. They just have not been able to get their Rashid Hegeman was kind of a buzz. They just have not been able to get their rush going. They were this close to winning a Super Bowl, and now Dan Quinn's 0-5 and gone.
Yep.
And Kyle Shanahan has got his ass
kicked.
We
got his ass handed to him by
Miami. What? Beat the hell out of him. Watch this knockout. You see that?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Miami starting.
Joaquin Buckley.
Oof. I saw that over the weekend. Miami starting multiple rookies on the offensive line. Would have had a third, but he Austin Jackson from USC. That's the Texans' first round pick. Maybe he got hurt, but yeah, Ryan Fitzpatrick's like backup corner, backup safety. Boop 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 boop. Yeah, Richard Sherman didn't play. They had a bunch of guys out. Miami was like, okay, we'll light you up. That's the Ryan Fitzpatrick experience. Three picks last week, goes off to San Francisco, and does something only one other Miami quarterback has done. Dan Marino. 3 TDs and 350 yards in a game.
It was they were unbelievable. And how about the Raiders too? How about that,
man? San Francisco getting slapped and the Raiders slapping the Chiefs in there.
Talk about it on the other side. Right,
we'll
now.
We'll do that right now. I'm going to help you get your money back. ODB once said, "Baby, you got my money," and I think he might have been talking to the homeowners insurance groups that are actually taking too much of your money on an annual basis. They keep going up and up and up, and you keep sticking around with them because you think, well, you know, I mean, I've got a great bundle, and I don't want to lose this discount, and they tell me I'm getting these discounts. TGS Insurance is an A-rated, they aggregate A-rated insurance companies, and they will get you the lowest rate that you're going to find in most instances. The average savings is $900, so you can imagine there's some savings of $400, there's some savings of $2,000. It's a wide variety, and it's easy for you to find out what your rate will be when you text the word money to 232323. There's no strings attached. It takes about 15 seconds to get a firm quote. TGSinsurance.com. Text the word money to 232323. That's TGSinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Let's talk about your Astros. Come on. Who wants to? They're in the ALCS. They lost game. It would have been nice. But you know what? This is the kind of game, though, that you're going to get against Tampa. That was vintage. That was, I mean, how much more fun would it be if it's the Yankees and it's 8-7, you know, and everybody, you know, there's so much more action on the base path than there's so much. This, every pitch, if you get a runner to second base, it's like, oh, my God. It's like soccer. It's almost like you're watching soccer right now.
Yeah, but that's playoff baseball. Yeah. That feels, I was excited watching the whole thing. It felt bad seeing run number 2 come in. Certainly that wasn't a great feeling, but just because you knew you had that dread that when Blake Snell got out of there with just one run, it's like, golly, I hope they didn't miss their chance. I hope they didn't miss their chance because Blake was just off. His pitch count was spiraling out of control. He had over 100 pitches in 5 innings.
It seemed like they put up 3 or 4 on him.
Yeah,
they really did.
9
they
hits
were knocking them around.
One run yesterday. Yep. That's just pretty rare.
They got to do what they can against Charlie today. Reddick probably back in the lineup, I would imagine.
You have to have a huge game from Lance McCullers because there's really no other way. Charlie Morton probably your hitting has been hot and you hit the ball hard yesterday, but you still only got one run. And I'm a little concerned against Charlie because if he's dealing, we know how dangerous he can be, but. Even if you get 3 runs on Charlie Morton, Lance McCullers can't have one of those innings where he explodes. He's got to go 5 innings. You can use Paredes again.
Rayleigh's probably done, which isn't a bad thing. He threw 29 pitches.
And Blake Taylor threw too.
Blake Taylor.
Not a ton. Yeah, how much did he throw? How many innings did he? I mean, did he just get to 3 batters? How many pitches did he throw?
Let me see the box score. I think the only guy that probably is unavailable, well, 2 guys, Fromber.
I think Taylor
only threw 13 pitches. Paredes threw 12 pitches.
This is a Christian
Javier
game. And Rayleigh
threw 29. By the way, yeah, Rayleigh, I'm okay with
I'm
him.
Done with him.
I'm okay with him not being available.
I'm done with Brooks Rayleigh. But
no.
I'm telling you right now that this is going to be McCullough's got to go five, and then Christian Javier has to go three. And then I guess if you have a lead, you squirm it out with.
This is a Christian Javier game.
Yep, for sure. It's McCullough's Javier, and that's probably going to be the way they look at it. And then you hope that Urquidy can go. Well, I mean, you might want to leave him in a few more pitches, and then you want Zach to do whatever he can do in game four. Or is that going to be game three?
They have not announced it. I would imagine it's Urquidy, and then Greinke give him more time for his arm to be okay. I would imagine Greinke goes game four. And then you got to come back on 3 days rest with Fromber at 95 pitches. You just have to. I don't think you have any choice.
No, you don't have any choice. Well, that's what they're doing.
Well,
they've been working off short rest. Fromber can do it. Fromber's not a guy who tears his arm up anyway. He's got that the soft curve and the sharp curve, occasional fastball. So
yeah,
no, I really love watching Fromber work. His command of the strike zone right now and his confidence is just so much fun to. You know, it's just so much fun to think, man, the Astros finally got a young pitcher developed from the, you know, from the. Urquidy still has a little bit to prove. Fromber, man, Fromber looks like a legit top two guy in a rotation for anybody. That's how good he's looked this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the magic of Brent Strom, I would imagine. And you mentioned the fact that he went to a sports psychologist. It must have done him some good because this looks, his numbers now with his control look nothing like it's always been an issue for him. And not now.
Let's get Joe in here. He wants to talk about the Astros. What do you say, Joe?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Before I tell you who's responsible for that loss last night, I want to ask John a quick question. John, what's it feel like when people call in and ask for Lance when they want to talk about football? Like you know the dang sport. Like, what does that feel like when people call in only asking for Lance?
I don't care. It doesn't bother me at all because he works for NFL.com.
How do you feel when you're sitting in the corner and they're talking football?
And I'm just sitting there, and I'm sitting in the corner watching Lance talk about football.
Yeah, talk to some other dude about football.
Why is that the favorite theme on this show?
When those two guys are sitting and doing stuff together, and I just sit there and watch.
Doing stuff together.
When Lance and that guy are going at it about.
We're talking. No, not doing stuff together.
When you two are doing stuff together, I don't want to participate in it if you want to know the truth.
You just sit there and watch. When Lance and that guy are going at it, and you sit about football. About football.
Going at it.
About
it's a conversation about football.
He didn't let me finish.
Let Joe talk.
He didn't let me finish. About football, you just sit there and watch.
No, I don't. I actually don't watch.
Going at it.
Actually, I look at my computer. I don't want to see it. Okay?
They're going back and forth.
Thanks, Joe. Back and forth.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah. Joe, I appreciate it, Joe.
Hey. Real quick, there's this one guy on Twitter, man. He sends out a tweet. He all he has to do is say, "Hey Astros, can you guys hit?" And then, bam, the Astros hit. And this guy refused to send out a tweet. I tried to warn him. I tried to give him a heads up. He was too busy whining and dining the wife, I guess. So this loss goes to Lance Zierlein.
Yeah.
Good day, sir.
So twice in the playoffs, I say get some runs on Twitter, and they get runs, and. My phone was in my car. We were at our friends from Belize were in, and we were watching the game over there. And I didn't have my phone with me, so I forgot. Today, I will have to be ready because I think Charlie's not going to.
So you prioritize McCool over the Astros in the playoffs?
Well, no. I watched them. I just forgot my phone. I didn't think about get runs, and then I had Tyler telling me that. I had four different people tweet me. Excuse me, don't you have something to tweet? But I was reading that as I was in bed at 11:30, like, oh, this would have been good if I'd have my phone with me.
How do you think you spell McCool?
I have actually seen it on his phone. It's not.
I always thought it was McCool.
I think I seen.
You thought it was a last name.
I thought it was his last name.
Because you kept saying the McCools.
Yeah, because Lance is in our group chat. He might show
I think
something
he
that
has,
McCool.
Maybe.
McCool, and it's like M. Is it M I
M U K U L?
Yeah.
And I was like, when I saw that, I was like, "Hey, that's not what I thought."
I told John
Where's
yesterday.
Where's he from? What country is he from?
Yeah. What the hell? What kind
he's
of
from
foreigner?
Ailey. He's from the country Ailey.
Are we sure about
what
that?
What kind of foreigner is he?
What girth? Do we see a birth certificate?
Yes.
Does our
McCool
president
Canabar.
Know he's here?
Probably not. McCool who?
Canabar.
That doesn't sound American
Canabar.
To me.
Well, he's Indian of Indian descent.
Oh, well,
he played basketball, straight Jesuit, got a college scholarship.
He's from India, across the
India,
Atlantic.
India, A-Leaf.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
Grew up in A-Leaf.
Because
went to
today,
straight Jesuit.
A-Leaf?
Today is National Indigenous People Day.
Yeah.
So no, India, not Native Americans who topple statues in Portland.
What's the difference between them?
Don't do
the
it.
The Native Americans and what?
Dell.
That's what you're asking.
Dell.
That's what he was asking. That's what he was asking of you. That's why I
don't
said,
even
don't
know what
it.
He is asking.
He was asking, what's the...
I can tell you this, though.
He
McCool
knows what
told
he was
me
asking.
He had... McCool tested positive for 7 weeks in a row.
What?
With coronavirus. 7 straight weeks. He had 104 fever from day 10 to day 25.
Oh, seems like a lot.
Yeah, 15 days. He had trouble breathing. Like, he had the worst version that I've heard. I haven't heard anyone who didn't go to the hospital who had a worse version of this. And this guy's in great shape. CrossFit guy's in fantastic shape. His heart rate, resting heart rate's in the 40s and 50s. And he just said, is it the worst thing you've had? His wife thought he was going to die. She was really scared. She told she tested positive for 6 weeks. But so they got a really bad version, but because no one thought they had coronavirus because they hadn't had a case for over 3 months. There was zero cases on the island. And he thought he was just sick and had a scratchy throat. And he got to where he couldn't breathe, but you just don't go to the hospital there. They just waited it out. And he said, have you ever been sick? Or he goes, no. He said, this is the worst thing I've ever had. I was sick for,
and so now
basically
he
almost 49 days. He's been good for a while. He tested negative like 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Better not bring that stuff here, McCool.
Yeah. No.
Came here to vote.
We're COVID free.
They came here to vote.
Is he gonna go to Dropbox? Oh. That got pushed.
When you're that committed, he's voting for President Trump.
Well, it'll be easier for him to vote for President Trump because, Greg Abbott was like, hey, only one Dropbox per county. They're like, well, no, we're not gonna let you do that. Harris County's kind of big. We're not going to provide just one
Dropbox.
That's a long ass line, isn't it?
So no,
one Dropbox.
You think a Starbucks
down.
Line gets? You think a Starbucks line got long during the quarantine?
Drop it in there.
Well, that got struck down. So McCool if he's voting in Harris County, he's got plenty of Dropboxes to go to.
Well, good.
He's going to go vote in person.
Let's see.
He's going to go vote in person on Wednesday.
Then clearly he's a Trump supporter. Only
he's just going to, I don't know.
No, I'm just going by John's theory. He was so motivated
in person,
motivated to come back here to vote, and he's doing it in person.
I think anybody who will go
out. If you're
motivated,
you're probably voting for president.
I think anybody who will go out in the streets, anyone who go to the restaurants, anyone, if they are serious about their votes, try to vote in person if you can. I'm lucky that my place isn't too crowded. If it's really, really crowded, I get it. But I've noticed masks are becoming, it's kind of normal, right? You're used to it. People are starting to live their lives a little bit more with masks on. They're starting to get more out there. I know restaurants are at 75% capacity. I don't know if there's a brand new one that was at, I would say, 300% capacity yesterday on Westheimer. Hmm. I'm not going to snitch them out, but I can tell you this. There's going to be an uptick in Houston soon.
Lance, would you be more motivated to vote if instead of one of those I voted stickers, it goes, I vote in the streets and I'm a freak in the sheets? Would you wear one of those stickers?
If they gave you a shirt like that.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm on one of those.
I vote in the streets. I'm a freak in the
or
streets.
Or if they gave me
45 ESPN, 97.5.
I would vote. Like, if you told me, Lance, you have to give up your right to vote for the rest of your life, but your shoulder will magically be fixed. I'll just be like, y'all figure this out.
Yeah.
Because I want my shoulder.
Whatever. Dictator, whatever. Wait, Bill O'Brien's president? Okay.
No, that's your Halloween costume dictator.
What?
No, your Halloween costume's dictator.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
You don't really want a dictator. You just want it around your
waist. You just want it around your waist.
Yeah.
So I want to talk right now about my hair. So apparently a doc was looking at one of the sports map videos and he texts me and he goes, holy crap, dude. The hair looks awesome. Doc Linville is the guy who did that. Doc Linville did his hair as well. He didn't do his own hair. He had, his people do his hair too. And it looks fantastic. He was like, man, the hair looks great. I said, yeah, me and Fred, it's unbelievable what's going on with us. Okay. I think I'm going to do a ponytail too now. But he says, man, it looks fantastic. Come, come in, let's get another checkup and see how it's going. And if we can do anything, he can do the PRP where he would take your own blood and it will generate hair growth in your scalp. And he can do that for you if you are. And I'm starting to notice, like, there was a guy in front of me in the elevator yesterday and he was starting to lose his hair. I wanted to go, you need to go to 975hair.com. 975hair.com. The doc can help you out. You don't want to be bald. You don't want a giant bald spot. You want the doc to take care of this. It's so easy. It's so simple. The process is so good. 975hair.com.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I thought our at-bats were awesome today. Just didn't get that one big hit, but, I mean, I was extremely happy with our team's at-bats all day today. And it was very encouraging to see.
Alex Bregman talking about, man, they just couldn't come up with the one hit, the one damn hit. Just get one damn hit. Yeah, Altuve, listen, Castillo is filthy. By the way, that dude must have a rubber arm. That was his fourth appearance in 6 days, and he had to get five outs for him. I mean, you talk about that dude, that's the kind of guy you want. Holy crap. He had to get six outs against the Yankees to seal that. He comes of game one and gets five outs against the Astros. I mean, wow. Mm-hmm. Talk about a horse.
He can work.
And then we got Brooks Raley.
Well, we know that going in. That's why you got to get your runs.
Well,
you can't waste a Fromber outing like this.
Listen, what we've gotten in the postseason, this is all Lanyap, if you want to know the truth.
It's true.
This means
it's gravy. Lanyap is the Cajun tour.
It's a Cajun word for that. It's all a bonus.
It's all extra.
So here's the deal is what we found this year. I mean, look at the first time. I don't think a team has ever had to depend on this many never been in the majors before guys.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, look at what you got now in Javier. Look what you got now in Paredes. Look what you got in It is unbelievable what look at the transformation in Fromber. This is fantastic. I think you can count Urquidy. He should get into a groove now. Mm-hmm. But he missed most of the season. And what did he have, five starts before the playoffs?
Yeah.
So this is unbelievable, unprecedented what this Astros team has done this year. I know they were only 20. They shouldn't be in there. I get it. They're not supposed to be there. They're not supposed to be in the postseason because they were only 29-31. We get it. We know. So we can stop, okay?
But
what you've got now?
But, you know, since you're here, you might as well win.
Yeah.
I mean, Lanyap or not, since you're here, you might as well win. You might as well knock guys in when they're in scoring position.
Do you think you can depend? Now, Josh James was warming up.
Well, you have to go to a pen. Like, there's nothing you can do about it.
But do you think you... Why not depend on Scrub? Scrub was good this year. Why do you just kick him to the curb, Mike D'Antoni?
Maybe they finally learned their lesson with Josh James one inning?
No. Well, maybe they didn't, though, too. Maybe they're going
to... One inning or not, I'd rather see Scrub than Josh James. And Josh James has better stuff, but Josh James has shown... There is no confidence in Josh James. Just no confidence.
I have zero confidence. I mean, and they can't. They can't either. They can't either. You know what? I would just let him go out. Let's see. He's big, strong guy. I know his name is a scrub, but you know what? You got to get over that.
You don't have to be a scrub.
No, he's not a scrub. He just call him a scrub, but he's not a scrub. Not in my heart.
Yeah, not in your heart.
No. So, I mean, honestly, would you rather, honestly? He's Scrub's warming up next to Josh James. Which one do you want him to bring in?
Doesn't sound optimal. Doesn't
Which sound one like do a, you want him to bring
doesn't
in?
Doesn't sound like a World Series team, but I would probably say Scrub. Andre Scrub.
Yes, I would say a Scrub too. All right. He pitched one inning this postseason, giving up a hit. That's it.
What are they going to do about Yuli? What in the hell has happened to Yuli?
Man, Yuli's lost.
God, Yuli is terrible right now.
You got a bat. Okay, so you got Charlie Morton. Tucker moves back to fifth. Correa is sixth. Reddick is seventh. Yuli eighth. And Maldonado. That's all you can do.
God, I think I would move Yuli to ninth. Except you probably want a better hitter if you have a chance to, you know, you want him to get on with George Springer to have a chance to knock somebody in. Because it ain't going to be Yuli. Yuli ain't getting him on base at all. I mean, he's just got his swings just lack confidence. His bat looks a little slower. And then those low pitches, he swung at the first one that Snell threw at him. And the second, and Snell decided to bounce another one up there. Even with men on base, he's like, I'm just going to bounce this one. And he had to check his swing on another bouncer in front of the plate.
It didn't look like he checked it either.
I didn't think so either.
No.
You guys want to talk about Astros, 713-780-3776. We also could talk about the Texans. I know, you know, I'm not expecting there to be energy in the city for the Texans all of a sudden just because Bill O'Brien is gone. But I can tell you that I had more fun watching it. And Snacks even said he's like, all right, this is the first game I want to cheer for the Texans. Because he always told me that he wouldn't cheer for the Texans until Bill O'Brien was fired. And he was true to his word. He was cheering for the Texans, even though he's a little Colts fan. He was cheering for the Texans yesterday when he wasn't watching wrestling videos. But it was more fun to watch him. It was nice going, just like you're not. I wasn't conflicted at all, thinking, God, I hate the head coach. The way he treats people is terrible. He's an awful GM. I could think, you know what, Romeo Crennel. I like Romeo Crennel.
I know, I like Romeo too.
I think there's a bunch of likable guys on this team.
I would have thought. I mean, and Romeo is the oldest coach now in NFL history. I thought Marv Levy was.
I can't believe that Romeo is. Yeah.
He's older than Marv Levy.
If that's true, the old black don't crack sure makes sense, because Romeo, if he's older than Marv Levy, that's unbelievable. Romeo just looks like somebody's really nice pawpaw.
Right.
Who takes them and buys them a lot of extra stuff and spoils them and takes them out for ice cream. And then he always asks the grandkids for ice cream because he secretly wants to go get ice cream. Like, you kids want ice cream? Great, let's go get ice cream. Because Papa Romeo wants ice cream too. And Papa Romeo has his shows that he likes to watch. He's got his own recliner that you can't sit in because that's Papa Romeo's recliner. That's what it looks like to me. Like, you can't sit in Papa's recliner. And it's old, it's worn down, but he loves it. That's his recliner.
So wears
his glasses like this. Still reads the paper, folds it up, maybe does a crossword in the morning.
Shouldn't he just be able to sit in a recliner on the sidelines? Would we really care if he had a recliner?
No, I wouldn't care. It wouldn't make me upset.
They pulled that guy, Romeo. We didn't want you to be the DC anymore. We've got a little problem here. Can you now be one of the faces of the organization going forward? Sure. He probably did a little. Right there for you. I've seen Romeo Crennel once up in person. He's definitely Pawpaw Romeo. He was at a CVS just trudging along.
Oh, you saw him?
Yeah, picking up some stuff. Like, is that Romeo Crennel? It's like, yep, that's him.
So Marv Levy was 72 his last year with the Bills.
God, he looked 83.
I know. 72. Romeo's 73 right now. I didn't know this, that Marv Levy was from Chicago. That makes sense. He's got that Chicago accent. He went to Coke College, which is in the same conference as Knox College. Did you have an NFL coach in your conference? No, Dell. So what?
Yes, Butch Davis.
Thank you. Coke College.
Multiple NFL coaches.
All right. Zero. What? Did you even know Coke College?
I'm sorry.
College
while you're bragging on Marv Levy, did you know his family immigrated from Montreal, Quebec, Canada?
So he's Canadian. French Canadian.
So you're cheering for the Canadians.
He's a French Canadian.
A French Canadian.
A Chicagoan from Coke College.
All I'm hearing is,
all right, Midwest Conference. That's right.
All I'm hearing is you're celebrating the best loser in NFL history. Congratulations.
Ooh. Yeah, thank you. Oh, really? Four straight Super Bowls. Yeah, did you ever go to four straight Super Bowls, Bell?
I also didn't lose four straight Super Bowls either.
Your team couldn't even got there once with Dan Marino. That's how much you suck. All right. Marv Levy. That was a man.
What team of yours made a Super Bowl?
Huh?
Does your team make Super Bowls?
You don't know
ever?
About Coke
Has
College.
Your team ever made a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
When?
The Houston Texans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When have they made a Super Bowl?
You better claim the Bears. Yeah. It's not smart to claim the Texans as a Super Bowl team.
You
got one
about?
Of those dominant defenses of all time in 85.
Yeah, no, I was a Bears fan then.
And who beat them? Who beat them? Who stopped them from having a perfect season that year?
Dolphins.
Thank you.
Thank congratulations. You won one
Thank
game.
You. Actually, they went 13-3 that year, I think.
And what?
And stopped you from having a perfect season.
Couldn't even
season.
Get past
and you
New
know
England.
What? They stopped you, and then all those
Tony Eason
and then all those not so old Dolphins at the time had some champagne. Because no one will ever go perfect, John. Because that's what we have to celebrate because we suck. Celebrate something.
No one
will never no one will ever have a perfect season. We'll celebrate that forever. Because they still do for whatever.
You know they what? Still celebrate that.
Yeah. Yep. You know what I'm celebrating is this cargo van that I got. I mean, you want to talk about unbelievable. I had to move this weekend, and you want to talk about an unbelievable utility vehicle. And listen, if you're in the commercial business, whatever, I don't know what delivery business you're in or whatever, if you want to look at this Ford cargo van, it is tremendous. It is tremendous. I couldn't, and it seems like, you know, your truck, you think it's wide. Man, it fits into every parking spot. It cannot be better. It honestly cannot be better. So if you're looking for a great, great way to get, I love it. I loved it this weekend, and it could not have been more useful for us. But I've got the Expedition, and you've got $20,000 off on that. The XLTs and the STXs, you got the F-150s, you've got unbelievable deals going on. It's starting at $28,999 on these XLTs. That's just an unbelievable price. Look, you're looking for the best way to get into this Ford car or truck. You will love the Chastangs. I'm telling you, the service is second to none. The people are second to none, and they'll do the deal. You can do everything Chastang at home, right from your laptop. You don't even have to go into the store. They'll deliver the car to you. If you're looking for the best way to go about this, ChastangFord.com, or you go to the dealership. It's on Homestead, not Hempstead, on 610, just two exits from 59, 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.